Hello and welcome to Real Talk. I'm your host, Susan McCabe, here with you every Tuesday on KVSH 101.9 FM and at your convenience on voiceofvashon.org.
And welcome, everybody. And yes, you have detected that I am not Susan McCabe, but we welcome her invitation to spend this half hour with you on Real Talk to discuss with members of Indivisible Vashon their goals and aspirations for 2020. And those goals include how we want to help all of Vashon engage in the process of electing a U.S. Congress and president who cherishes, respects, and works to implement policies that align with our values. So we welcome you to that conversation. And I'd certainly like to introduce both Noah Roselander and Suzanne Greenberg. Welcome to Voice of Vashon.
Thank you. Glad we could be here.
Thanks very much.
Yes. And if you would let people know kind of where, what your motive is for why are you here today and what do, some of the things that you do.
Well, we're here to turn around this country, basically, to put it simply. And when we say involving people on Vashon, it doesn't mean to get people on Vashon to vote because we already know Vashon is going to vote blue. But we really want to encourage people to work for this whole country to turn around. So that's our major goal.
Excellent. And Noah, yes. What would you want to add to that?
I would just say my motivation is the basic idea that if everyone gets out and does something to advance our progressive agenda at the state level, at the national level, whatever it may be, then we're going to be successful. And so I'm part of this group and committed to helping people to take at least one action and hopefully more in 2020.
You know, Real Talk explores issues large and small. So it sounds like we're talking about both, right? We're talking about small actions that collectively can result in a big outcome.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And for those who, I should introduce myself to our listener as well. So Kevin Jones, and I'm also with Indivisible Vashon. We're close, all three of us work very closely together. And we're really brought together to recognize the threats that our current administration is creating and that there's really a better way. There's a better world is possible. And I think we can get there. So that's really what we want to make sure to have a chance to touch base with everybody about here. So there's some goals that Indivisible Vashon has created, and they are four goals, and they're very explicit. One is that we want to replace the current president. Another goal is we want to put progressives in control of the U.S. Senate, and that very likely means Democrats who are now controlling the U.S. Senate. This progressive majority in Washington State can be more powerful and deeper. And as a matter of fact, Suzanne and I had a chance to do canvassing. The very first time we canvassed was for Moncadingra, and that was when our Senate went from red to blue. And that was, what, 3 years ago?
Was it already three?
I think it's two anyway.
I think you're right. That was the beginning of the shift to the blue wave.
Yes, and I remember walking up to that very first door, right? And we're like, we have our scripts, and the first door we're going to knock on, and it's like we're looking at houses, and there's like big 4x4 pickup trucks, and it's like, is this a progressive community? And we turn the corner, and we walk up the walk, and there's one of those signs that say, we believe that Black Lives Matter, and we believe that love conquers all, and, you know, you've seen the signs. And it was all of a sudden, I think your comment, Suzanne, was, okay, we're in the right neighborhood.
Right, we're re-owning the American flag. Seeing an American flag does not necessarily mean that it's Republican territory.
That's right, yeah. And there's nothing like, it doesn't mean that, you know, four-wheel drive pickup trucks have anything to do with your political persuasion. But we really weren't sure, you know.
Right.
And then later that day, we actually met Monca at her campaign headquarters and had a great chat. So it was really, you know, some of those things are awesome when they happen. Hey, the fourth goal I want to mention is passing progressive legislation right here in Washington State. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how everybody can help out with those. But let's see, Suzanne, we've got a meeting coming up here, right? It's a snow weather allowing.
Exactly. We are meeting tomorrow at co-housing. Doors open at 6:30 and the meeting will begin at 7. But it's not really a meeting. It's a meeting/party because we're going to celebrate the new year and make New Year's resolutions together to turn this whole mess around. So come join us. Sharon Nelson is going to speak, and Cat Bird, who is a musical duo of Mary Shackelford and Jim Burke, are going to play music for us. We're going to have a little champagne and a toast to committing to 2020 and actually get you signed up for different campaigns that you can get involved with. So come on by Co-Housing, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night.
And people have probably heard Catbird play. I think they play at the market at times. I've run across.
Yeah, Strawberry Festival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. So yeah, Mary and Jim, that's always a good compliment to the fun at Co-Housing. Well, so one of the things we want to let people know is why we think this is really important to us, and sort of it's around our values. And I know, Noah, you had mentioned a concern that you had that we think we can improve on.
Yeah, you know, it's partly about values, and it's partly about something that is a little bit hard for me to define in a single word. But, you know, a lot of this has to do with the corruption that we're seeing, which is leading to an attempt to have a minority rule in this country. One of the things we know is that the values that we at Indivisible Vashon have are values that are shared by a majority of Americans. And yet, these things are not happening. So a very large percentage of the population wants common sense gun safety. They want universal health care. They want a cleaner and safer environment. All these things that we stand for are things that people, the large percentage of the population, want. And yet we don't have them. And why is that? Right, and it's because of the way politics has been corrupted.
So there's a shift that we have in mind, right? That what do we think that looks like? How do we manifest that?
You know, this gets back to kind of my fundamental point, which is if we get out and mobilize, and everyone gets involved and does something, then we'll win. And when I say we, what I mean is that we will be able to move forward with the changes that the majority of the people in the country want.
And that's what the whole country's set up about. That's what our democracy is supposed to deliver to us.
Right. You would think so, right?
Yeah. I heard somebody, I think it was Chris Hayes actually, was commenting about a really radical idea that we run the presidential election like we run every other election in the country, and the majority should decide the winner. But there's so many factors, right, that are going with voter suppression, gerrymandering.
The Electoral College, which is, you know, right there set up for if we were actually running it the way we ran every other election, we would have President Clinton in power right now.
We would.
So that's a clear obstacle to democracy, is having this setup of the Electoral College.
So that's why we need so many people, right, to get involved, is to really overcome some of those institutional hurdles that we have. Suzanne, you mentioned some concerns that you have that it inspires you to do this work and to mobilize people to get involved.
Yeah, I mean, my list is huge, sadly.
I have a dozen on mine.
but I definitely have, I mean, what Noah just said is sort of the crux of how we get there. We have to get rid of corruption so that we can actually achieve what's important to us. So that's, of course, the first step in getting to what's important. And for me, the top of my list is climate change, because without a future, there's nothing to discuss. And right now we're in an existential crisis. We're in a climate emergency where we have precious few years to turn this around before our planet is unrecognizable and possibly unlivable. So that feels like that should be at the top of everyone's agenda and every candidate's agenda, that we are focusing on making sure we survive as a species. And so that's one of my key motivators. It feels like all the rest of the things can be turned around. You know, as horrible as so many things are, policies can be turned around with the next president. But we're at a point here where there's something that won't be able to be turned around. And if we lose this election, we're going to lose footing that is crucial to our survival as a species.
Yeah. And, you know, the climate change at the federal level is really impeded, right, by these decisions. We were talking at the Vashon Climate Action Group that one of the biggest things people can do for the climate is to elect leaders who care about the climate. because the policies that get put in place are so extensive in terms of not only short-term huge reductions in carbon pollution, but also then set the stage for the future. And so I'll jump ahead a little bit to at the state level. We're in the second day of the 2020 legislative session in the state of Washington.
Woohoo!
And yes, and you know, we met with Joe Fitzgibbon, Representative Fitzgibbon, and Senator Wynn, who are both big climate champions. And they have a pretty impressive agenda for 2020. And what we have set up is an ability for people to receive an email when an important piece of legislation is in one of the committees that our legislators sit on. And then what we can do, it's timely, right? They say, hey, this is a bill that we want to move forward. And so we will be talking about that at the meeting that you mentioned at the Indivisible Vashon meeting. But also people can go onto the Indivisible Vashon website and look for signing up for getting involved in Get Out the Vote activities. And one of those things is to be engaged in that legislative process so that we can support that climate legislation that we know that Senator Wynn and Representative Fitzgibbon are going to be pushing through.
Yeah, this state can really be a precedent for other states. And we're one of the most progressive environmental states around, at least on this side of the mountains. And so if we can get legislations that other states can emulate, that's really changing the entire country, not just the state.
And just make a comment about how you can get involved. It's really simple. If you go to indivisiblevashon.org, right at the very top of the page, there's a link that will take you to Get Out the Vote resources. And where you can contact us and let us know how you would like to help.
Okay, and you're hearing from the website developer himself. So, yeah, thank you, Noah, for making people easy to get in touch with us. That'd be
you
great.
Bet.
Hey, one of the things we were talking about values a little bit, and I just want to touch on mine, and it has to do with integrity. And Noah, you mentioned corruption, which is sort of one of the symptoms of a lack of integrity. But you know, I think we can really, we know we can do better, right, than what we have. And I think I'm really ready for a political system that's based on a semblance of truth and reality. And the notion that governance is not a game. And we have, of course, a game show type presidency right now. And the trouble is that we don't have the policies that we really need. We need people to work in government, not people elected to entertain us. And so there's really plenty of issues that need to be addressed. And it's time to start doing the really hard work of governance to address the real problems we face. And I think we have a distraction right now. So that's why I'm motivated to be involved.
And just to back up to my issue, since we're talking about values, I brought up an issue, but the value that's underneath that is that we're all connected to the natural world and to each other. And the way our country is set up is that we value money and corporations over life. And so that value of valuing life is at the core of probably everybody, if they get down to it. That's what's really important, is life and nature and having a planet that's beautiful. So fighting against the corruption and the lack of integrity will get us back to that core connection with nature and each other.
Yeah, and we see it. We don't need to dwell on it, but we know it's there. We see the effects of that climate change occurring. Australia being the sort of the poster issue right now. So we talked about canvassing earlier, and both you and Suzanne know we're going to talk about canvassing. And what can people do in that regard?
Two broad opportunities that we make available to folks on Vashon. One is to canvass, as it were, locally, which is to say, not too long a drive from one ferry terminal or the other. We did a lot of that in 2018, had a great impact on both state legislative races and also the 8th Congressional District, where Kim Schreier is now the rep. It is really interesting work. Sometimes they're long days. Sometimes it's frustrating. But there's almost always at least one or two or three or more really great conversations you have with people who were feeling left out, weren't connected, weren't clear on the information or the issues, and you convince that person, you're right, I really should vote, and I will vote, and I'm going to talk to my friends as well. And it's a really great feeling when you have that when you have that connection. All of these things that we do, canvassing, talk to people on the phone, sending them text, they're all hopefully leading to a connection that you get to make with another person.
You know, I just wanted to tell a little story that Representative Fitzgibbon mentioned, because he started the Clean Fuels Bill, which is House Bill 1110, in 2019 session, and it's been introduced now again for 2020. In 2019, it went to the Senate Transportation Committee, and it didn't get through that committee. But we've been talking with Representative Fitzgibbon about, you know, who are the key decision makers there who can probably make a difference this time around. And he mentioned Senator Emily Randall, which is over in the 26th Legislative District. And guess what? We canvassed there, and she got elected. So,
by a very small margin.
By a very small margin.
Enough that Vashon could have made the difference.
We certainly contributed, right? So, you know, we're now starting to see that that relationship between these activities and the results we get with really making progress in terms of addressing some of those climate issues that, Suzanne, you mentioned. But there's more, right, that we can do with canvassing.
Before I segue into the more, I just also want to add that almost everyone I speak to says, oh, I can't canvass. I don't have that kind of personality, or I'm not brave enough. And we all feel that. And that's one of the things with this, is that you can really put on, you can just decide to put on the persona and go do it and amaze yourself at what's possible. And I'll tell a little bit of a story. We had a speaker come to the Vashon Climate Action Group from New York. Her name was Sandra Steingraber, and she almost single-handedly got fracking outlawed in New York State and was an amazing activist. And she stood in front of us and she said, I want you all to know I'm an introvert, and I have to, in the morning, put on my extrovert persona and go out there and do the work. I'd much rather stay home and stay cozy and be my introvert self, but the world is requiring this of me, and so I do it. So I want to just put that out there. If you think you don't have the personality or the knowledge or whatever it is that is in the way, you really do. It's just a decision, and you'll find that you can amaze yourself at what's possible.
So. And if I could just chime in here on that point, one of the things that Indivisible Vashon offers is, if you don't think you know enough, we're here to help. So we can make sure you know what you need to know when you walk up to a door, who's running, who they're running against, what the issues are, help with some practice so you feel comfortable doing it. So we're here to enable that.
Mm-hmm. And you also never have to go to a door by yourself. If you feel like you want a partner, there's always an experienced partner to go with. So there's a lot of teaching and handholding, and we can do this together. That's the important part, is that we do it together.
Yeah, and you know, just yesterday we were talking with groups who were forming to go together to different states. And Suzanne, I know you have some ideas on that.
Yeah. So as we were sitting here, I thought of the old phrase of think globally, act locally. And I thought, okay, well, in this situation, we're actually thinking locally and acting globally.
Excellent.
Because Washington is a blue state. Vashon's a deep blue indigo town.
A bright blue bubble.
So we don't want to waste our energy knocking on doors, certainly on Vashon, but even too much for the presidency anyway, in Washington. So we are going to be organizing trips out of state to the places that need us the most. And we're going to be focusing as Indivisible Vashon on Detroit or Michigan in general. And we're going to be planning a couple of trips, one earlier in the cycle to register people to vote, and one later, somewhat before November, maybe 3 weeks before the elections, 2 to 3 weeks, where we'll go and knock on doors again. And again, we'll be very educated and taught by the locals in Michigan. We have a connection there who's going to house us and who's going to teach us exactly what the issues are and what to say and walk with us and all of that. So we can affect the whole country from here. And we have different ideas of how to make this possible. One is you could go yourself, you could join our group and come with us, or you could support somebody who wants to go but doesn't have the resources. And that support could look like money, or it could look like giving your frequent flyer miles to somebody who doesn't have the funds to fly themselves out. So there's lots of ways to get involved in this effort if you yourself are not the person who wants to fly out but want to support the effort. There's lots of ways to do that.
Well, and I wonder if people could like do some research on the issues that are particular important in Michigan, right? And so Michiganders, what are those issues so that the team can be really well grounded in some of those local concerns that people have?
Exactly. There's lots of roles to take in this endeavor.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. Now, we also met, and there's a, if you go out to the indivisiblevashon.org website, I recommend we post that federal election webinar that we just wrapped up. And that includes groups going to lots and different places. The one, Suzanne, you mentioned is your island friends, right, are going together. So that's really awesome. But maybe Michigan isn't your place. I talked to a woman yesterday who said it's Georgia or Florida because she has family there. And I said, well, you know, Georgia's like two Senate races in one. So you could like do double. So anyway, there's lots of great opportunities, I think. And no, I don't know if you wanted to have something to say about that one.
I guess to kind of make the comment that in 2018, we had these great opportunities to affect national politics right next to us here in the 8th. This cycle, we don't have that sort of national opportunity locally. So there's a lot of great state legislature work if people want to focus on that. But for the cycle in 2020, we really need to put our focus outside of Washington.
There is, yeah. And clearly, as you mentioned, you know, not everybody is cut out to want to go out of state for whatever reason, right? Job obligations, family, what have you. But we know that in the 25th Legislative District, this is just right outside Tacoma, Fife and Puyallup is the area. There's three state Republican legislators who were challenged in 2018 and nearly lost their seats. I'm hoping we're going to make a bigger blue wave in 2020 and that we'll have a deeper Democratic bench by focusing on some of those key districts. Yeah, so that's another opportunity for, that people do have.
And then the other great opportunity we have to work nationally or outside our local area, you know, is provided through all these great technologies. A couple of them are, you know, using the phone, I guess, kind of old-fashioned technology.
Oh, the phone?
I don't know if you've heard of those.
Graham Bell.
Yeah, right.
But the phone in a new way, right?
Basically in a new way. And so, like, one example is where there's important work to be done in a given state, you can make calls to people and the system will connect them to their legislator. Right. So it's a use of phone technology. And some of them are wonderful because you don't have to sit there and dial. So you basically log in through your computer. It connects your phone and you wait on hold, a little hold music. And when the phone bings, you've got someone. So
the computer notifies you that you're now connected to another human being.
Exactly. Okay. So the computer is running through, dialing away, waiting to, you know, trying to find a live line, at which point you can connect and explain the issue that's at hand and would be okay if I patch you through to leave a message for you. Because I can't call a senator in Iowa, for example, right?
Right.
I'm not a constituent, but we can enable that.
Now, didn't you have some good fortune in the recent Tacoma race? Suzanne, I thought you said you talked to people and convinced them to change their mind about voting.
Yes, and we and our candidate won for the port. Kristen Ang won, and there were people. It was a small enough election that every vote had that much more weight to it. And there were people who never heard of the person and from that phone call, we're dedicated to voting for them by the end of the conversation. So
that's really awesome.
Very, very encouraging. And I wanted to add to what Noah was saying is with this patching through technology, who you're targeting is our friends. We're calling the people, the other indivisibles in other states or the move on lists or people who are, you know, declared and dedicated progressives. So you don't have to worry about that whole awkward, you know, talking to the other team feeling or conflict. You're calling somebody who supports what you're doing and just getting them connected. So it's a really satisfying thing.
All right. So, you know, we've been talking about, you know, reaching out to other people by knocking on doors, by phone banking, text, sending out texts similarly. But there's other ways to do outreach as well. And it doesn't involve leaving Vashon. It doesn't even involve leaving your house. And there are thousands of people writing postcards. And the focus right now is on getting people to register to vote or getting people to sign up for, you know, vote by mail if their state offers that. Like Washington, of course, it's easy here. But some states people have to sign up. And the thing of it is that that just builds the larger number of people who will vote for the candidates that share our values. And so, you know, I figure if you're going to watch television for a couple hours a night, there's like 10 minutes of commercials and you can probably write 20 postcards a night. And again, thousands, hundreds of thousands of postcards convincing people to be involved in our democracy and to vote. So that can really help us move forward.
And people have reported back that when they get these postcards, they're really thrilled. They're handwritten. Sometimes people, you know, make little doodles or drawings. And so it's really personal to get a postcard like that. And it's been shown to be very effective.
Yes, absolutely. So we also do voter registration, you know, the old-fashioned way where we go set up a table. We have conversations with voters. And I've done that on a couple of occasions, and it's sort of fascinating who you have a chance to talk to, and you get an opportunity to talk about democracy and share the values of why it's so important, you know, to make those connections. So it's all also indivisiblevashon.org, so people can get connected with all of those opportunities. And Suzanne, also what they can come out to the meeting, right?
So a reminder again, we're having a meeting tomorrow night, barring snow or ice, and it's going to be at co-housing. Doors open at 6:30. The meeting/party starts at 7. It'll be a New Year's celebration, making New Year's resolutions to turn this country around and be involved in the 2020 effort. And we'll have food and champagne, and Sharon Nelson will be speaking, and Catbird, a musical duo, will be playing music. So it should be fun and supportive and exciting. So come on by co-housing tomorrow evening.
Awesome. Yeah, great reminder. You know, this is sort of intriguing. I really appreciate Susan making this time available. She did get called away, but, you know, we share time on the Brown briefly. And I think, Suzanne, you've been here for a real talk before. And Noah, you've been in the same conversation. So really want to thank Voice of Vashon and Susan for the opportunity to speak with the listeners. So this is kind of like Indivisible Unplugged. We're unguided. Truman's here to keep us on the rails, right? Make sure that that we're all going well. But maybe we just want to close out with some last thoughts about values. And I'll just say that in my mind, I think that we have the possibility to create opportunities for all of the people in the country. And the whole notion that, you know, this, we really founded, unless you're a Native American and were born and raised here generations ago, we're all invited here. And the opportunity that fairness in taxation, living wages, and protecting our health for everybody allows us all to make those contributions that are so important.
And it's the key of what democracy means, that it's a government by the people, for the people. So we need to reinstate that in our country.
Hear, hear.
Okay. Well, I'm sure glad we could all speak together. Thanks for your time, and look forward to the meeting tomorrow.
See you there.
And thank you for listening to Real Talk. Stay tuned for the Captain's Chair with our very own Captain Joe Wubbold and his guest du jour. Thanks for listening.